بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أحمد الله تبارك وتعالى ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. I would like to offer an apology for not coming more frequently than I do. What I have, my excuse, were built in within my ailing body. But all the time my heart is here and I pray for you. I've read the juz of tonight, and like the rest of the Quran, it can all be categorized into behaviors to follow and behaviors to avoid, and examples of people of old who did not abide by this and what happened to them, and a warning that after this life there will be a life to follow where we will stand accountable for the life that Allah has given us. What did we do with it? For the Quran, that was conveyed to us by our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, did we really receive it honestly? Did we follow it? And here is something I would like to remind you of. Because looking closely to the affairs of the Muslims the world over, sometimes I feel like large masses of Muslims have never read the Quran. I wonder if you do a count amongst Muslims to find how many of them actually read the Quran. The Quran is a letter from Allah to you. We all read the letters that come to us. But it looks to me that many Muslims have accepted this letter from God and did not read it. Some read it, but without understanding it. Some read it and understood it, but without actually living by it and make it the navigator of their life. And the more I look at Muslims, especially these days, sometimes it occurs to me that some of us, some groups, sometimes large groups, have decided to have the Quran in their hand and read it by the tips of their tongues. But when it comes to real, actual life, they do just the opposite. The Quran says, cling all of you to the rope of Allah and do not disperse. Look here and there and there and there, and you see Muslims living under, leave alone the rope of Allah and never unite. The extreme opposite of the Quran. And it seems that it is high time that somebody put the mirror in front of my face to see how I look like. It is time someone addressed the Muslims and told them that what they do is the worst representation of the Quran. As I came here tonight, I entertained the idea of suggesting to Dr. Saleh Khuluqi that after Ramadan, inshallah, the center would arrange for a conference reconciling with the Quran. How to come to the Quran again? If someone comes from outer space with some knowledge of the Quran and looks to the various people of planet Earth, he would never believe that those people whom we call the Muslims in Muslim lands are the people of that Quran. The schism is great between our actuality and our book that we claim to believe in. So please, Dr. Khuluqi, take it. A conference after Ramadan reconciling the Ummah with the Quran. Where did you go wrong? And not only diagnosis, but we want a treatment and how to address this situation and how to treat this Ummah so that it comes again to the Quran, so that it ceases to be only something to read with our tongues, but it becomes our code of real life and real behavior. Unless we do, centuries will pass and we still be the weak, the defeated, the ones who kill people and kill each other. But unless we make peace with the Quran, bow to our Creator and follow His book, He is not in a hurry. But I am worried because the day will come when we will stand before Him and He will ask us, I sent you the Quran, what did you do with it? And what did you do for it? And what did you do to humanity with that Quran I gave you? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.